Beer. When I say beer, different people have different reactions. Some people love it, some people hate it. But today, I want to explore the world of beer brewing, and particularly the world of home brewing. I'm Tim, and today, will you come with me as I explore the unknown world of home brewing? To be honest, I have so many questions about making beer from home. I mean, first, why put in all that effort when you can just buy the beer from the shop finished?
Hello, it's Rob here.
Oh, g'day Rob, it's Tim. To understand more about home brewing, I reached out to Rob, an avid home brewer who has plenty of experience. Rob explained to me how he started with home brewing.
Oh, I just was at the shops one day and saw a kit. And I kind of thought, oh, that sounds like something I'd like to give a try.
Rob went on to explain how, at first, he wasn't very good at it. He made a lot of terrible beers. But eventually, he got the hang of it, and it was quite rewarding. This is what he said.
I do it because I just love the tinkering. So trying different recipes, trying different things out, and seeing it through to completion. And, you know, you get to sample it at the end and kind of enjoy the fruits of your labour. So I think that's why I really do it.
Now, Rob spent a significant amount of time explaining to me how brewing actually works. But I wanted to see how it works. Unfortunately, Rob lives a fair distance away from me, which meant I couldn't go see his brewing setup. Instead, I found someone else named Shane who was willing to show me around his home brewery and how it all works.
Oh, hey, mate.
I sat down with Shane and asked him, why go to all this effort when buying beer seems so much easier?
A lot of people ask that question, like, isn't it easier just to buy a case of beer or a couple of beers here and there? And brewing your own, you can kind of create your own concepts, create your own flavours, put whatever you want in them. And yeah, it's great. So I've just really enjoyed making, you know, what I want to make, what my mates want to make as well.
So it sounds like brewing is a bit of a community thing for you. Do you want to go into that?
Community for me was the biggest kind of thing. I love hanging out with people. And brewing beer is a long process. So you get a good 4 or 5 hours of just hanging out, just enjoying, just chatting about whatever.
Well, should we go and have a look at your setup?
Mate, I would love to.
After this chat, Shane took me out to his brewing garage and showed me how it all works.
So what we have here, mate, is a brewing system. It's actually called Brewzilla. And what it is pretty much, this is where we steep the grains. And after that, I'll walk you over here. This is my fermenter fridge.
Oh, okay.
It's inside here, that thing looks like a bomb. That's actually a fermentation vessel. Yeah, this is where all the magic happens.
So here's what I've learned. Brewing is essentially three processes. You brew the beer in a big kettle-looking thing with grains and hops and water. Then you ferment the beer in a big tank for a number of days, and finally you keg the beer and pressurize it. But more than that, Rob and Shane have shown me that brewing isn't just about getting beer at the end, but it's about the process and the passion behind it. I hope you've learned something about home brewing as well.